Random House Audio presents The Man Who Saved the Union, Ulysses Grant in War and Peace by H.W. Brands. Read for you by Stephen Hoy. Prologue. In a chair on the porch of a cottage in the mountains, an old man sits. The summer sun warms the air, the trees, the cottage, the porch. But the old man wears a wool cap and wraps himself in a blanket and still feels cold. Yet he pushes aside his discomfort, even as he ignores the sharp pain in his throat, to focus on his work. Paper and pencil are his instruments, a lap desk his workspace. The task transports him beyond his chill, beyond his pain, across the years. He recounts his life for a public that he cannot see, but that is watching him, and has been watching him for the 2 decades since he became the nation's hero. He hadn't intended to write his story. He was willing to let the other officers of the Civil War duel for historical reputation. His own reputation was secure. He had commanded the army that defeated the rebellion and held the Union together. Not even Lincoln ranked higher in popular esteem at the moment of victory, and Lincoln was murdered within the week of Appomattox. Other Union generals, Sherman, Sheridan, Meade, had their partisans, including the thousands of soldiers who had served under them. He didn't begrudge them their laurels, nor did he seek any for himself. The laurels came to him unsought. He had always had a gift for conjuring images in his mind's eye. It was one of the secrets of his military success.